The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we are certainly keeping our eye on Hurricane Dorian as it approaches very, very slowly the east coast of Florida. Still a lot of variations in the forecast as to where it's going to hit. Right now, it looks like it's going to hit somewhere around West Palm Beach, but that could change dramatically. It could go south, as far south as Miami, as far north as Daytona Beach. We just don't know. It continues to strengthen. It is now a Category 3. And the forecasters are saying there is a very good chance that it will strengthen to a Category 4. If that is the case, it will be the most powerful hurricane to hit Florida in 30 years since Andrew. And if you're old enough, Andrew was just an absolutely devastating hurricane. Joy's brother and sister-in-law were right in the heart of that. They lost. They were safe, fortunately. They decided not to evacuate. They stayed in their home. And at the last minute, they decided to get into an interior bathroom. They got into the bathtub and listened as their house just blew away. When they opened the door of the bathroom and the storm passed over, there was nothing left. The bathroom, where they were, everything else was gone. The neighborhood was gone. We don't know that Dorian is going to be that powerful, and it looks like it's going to go farther north than Andrew did. But it still looks like it has the potential to be a devastating storm. And I know that many of you have friends, relatives that live in that area, and we certainly need to pray for them and the rescue workers, the electric and utility crews who are going to be pushed to the very limit. So anyway, they are delayed. They were saying that the eye of the storm was going to hit Florida probably Sunday night. Now they are saying it may not hit until midday on Monday, but that could change pretty dramatically. But it looks almost certain that this is going to be a devastating storm that will hit the east coast of Florida sometime between Sunday night and Tuesday morning. All right, this story is just so cool. It is so encouraging, and it is such a testimony to the power of the gospel and the gospel when it is communicated in music. It's a story of Danny Holmes. In 2016, Danny Holmes kidnapped a woman in Tennessee. He kidnapped her and drove to the home of a man in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. There, he fatally shot the man who owned the home and left behind the woman that he had kidnapped, and she was traumatized. Well, he was apprehended, and it has been now 3 years, and his trial was to begin this past Friday, a week ago today. But here's where the story takes an unbelievable turn. Just minutes after the trial began, in the courtroom, attorneys are there, witnesses are there, the judge is there, the gavel is dropped, the trial begins, And minutes after the trial began, Danny Holmes stands up and says, "Your Honor, I want to plead guilty. You don't need to try me. I did it." He pleads guilty to first-degree murder, kidnapping, and impersonating a member of law enforcement, which means he will probably spend the rest of his life in prison. Well, the confession left the courtroom stunned. He asked if he could address the court. The judge granted him that privilege. And here is part of what he says. I want you to listen to this. This is a guy who confesses, pleads guilty to first-degree murder. He says, quote, "I knew the Lord was just on me, weighing on me over and over and over again." He explained to the judge and the court that a little over a year ago, God changed his life and that he had been transformed and was now ready to take full responsibility for what he had done. As he began to explain what happened, the 30-year-old Danny Holmes read from the lyrics of the song Redeemed that was written and is often performed by the Christian band Big Daddy Weave. Holmes in the court read the lines, "Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. If I didn't want to tell the truth, I should have never bought that notebook," he said. Someone had written it down, given it to him, the words of the song. He didn't even hear the song. He read the words. He says, "If I didn't want to tell the truth, I never should have brought that notebook." Then he declared that his life was forever changed by Jesus and that he would serve his life sentence while also learning to serve the Lord. He said, quote, "My consequences deserve a life sentence. I'm 30 years old and I've been fighting for nothing all my life. I've been fighting for gangs. I ain't never fought for anything that made sense, but I knew the Lord was telling me to fight for him this time. I just knew he was stirring on my spirit." And then he turned to his mother and said, "Mama, you know I love you. Mama, I promise you, your baby boy, he's going to serve the Lord forever." He went on and said that he was praying for the victim's family and deeply regrets that he took the man's life away from his three daughters. While he serves his sentence, Holmes said he hopes to inspire other prisoners with a hope that only God can offer. Mike Weaver, the frontman of Big Daddy Weave, told Christianity Today that he was blown away when he learned of Holmes' testimony and confession. The singer said, "Over the last handful of years, so many stories have come from God using that song. From the moment we started singing it, the stories just started coming forward." Mike Weaver said the song stemmed from a deeply personal place in his heart. He had written it as a way of working through his own struggle with self-hatred and guilt. "I told Jesus everything I hated about myself, and he told me that's not the way he feels about me." Isn't that cool? The song says, "I am redeemed, you set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be." And those words hit the heart of a murderer because he found hope in Christ. He had been chained with anger and bitterness and darkness and gangs and drugs, and he learned that Jesus could set him free. And it's amazing because he says, "My crime deserves life in prison. And now I am willing to take the consequences. He says, quote, my consequences deserve a life sentence. I'm 30 years old. I've been fighting for nothing all my life. I've been fighting for gangs. I ain't never fought for anything that made sense. But I knew the Lord was telling me to fight for him this time. I just knew he was stirring on my spirit. The gospel still changes lives. What a great story. All right, stay tuned.
And 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I was talking about Wichita, Kansas, just a few minutes ago, and the library board in Wichita, Kansas, and now we were, I mean, it's been over 43 years since Joy and I lived there, but when we were there over 40 years ago, I mean, Wichita, Kansas was conservative. Yeah, boy, things have changed. And anyway, here's another story from Kansas. At the University of Kansas, there is a call for a boycott. Faculty members are calling for a boycott. Who or what are they boycotting? Chick-fil-A. Yeah, Chick-fil-A. A group of faculty members at the University of Kansas have labeled Chick-fil-A, and I'm quoting, a bastion of bigotry. Now, may I mention real quickly, the liberal left does not deal with facts or truth. They deal with, say it, class, emotions, feelings, and hysteria. Now, the reason I say that, there is not one shred of evidence of the bigotry of Chick-fil-A. The officers of Chick-fil-A have publicly said they support traditional marriage. Okay, they have a right to that, right? And by the way, that's what civilized humanity has believed for thousands of years. Marriage is one man, one woman. Okay, anyway. To my knowledge, and I've been saying this for 2 or 3 years, and nobody's given me any evidence otherwise, I do not know of a single discrimination case brought against Chick-fil-A in hiring or in serving. I don't know of a single homosexual, lesbian, LGBTQ person who has filed a discrimination suit against Chick-fil-A for hiring discrimination. I don't know of a single case of a customer saying, hey, I'm a gay and they wouldn't serve me. Not one. I don't know of a single case anywhere in America. There is no evidence that Chick-fil-A is bigoted, and there is enormous evidence to the contrary. But who cares about facts, truth? All right, here's the story. A group of faculty members in support of LGBTQ people on the University of Kansas campus are enraged at the school's relationship with Chick-fil-A and are calling for a boycott. KU's Sexuality and Gender Diversity Faculty and Staff Council. My question, what is the need for a Sexuality and Gender Diversity Faculty and Staff Council? What's the need? Anyway, they're uncomfortable because the fast food restaurant is being moved out of the basement of Wesco Hall, which is a less visible area on campus, to a more visible area in the student union. Now, you want to know why they're being moved out of the basement and moved up to the main level of the student union? Because that's what the students want. And the Chick-fil-A was so busy that the place in the basement wasn't big enough for it. They're also complaining about the school's new sponsorship, the Chick-fil-A coin toss, which takes place before the start of Jayhawks home football games. The University of Kansas Sexuality and Gender Diversity Faculty and Staff Council said in a letter, KU granted Chick-fil-A, a bastion of bigotry, a prime retail location in the heart of our campus. Moving Chick-fil-A to the union and granting it a role at the start of all home football games violates, listen, violates the feelings, what did I tell you? Feelings of safety and inclusion. It's like wild chicken sandwiches are going to get loose, and wild chicken sandwiches are going to run all over the campus just looking for LGBTQ and jump on them. Moving Chick-fil-A to the union violates the feelings of safety and inclusion so many of us have striven to create, foster, and protect on campus, and sends a message that the union, KU Athletics, and the administration at large are more concerned about money and corporate sponsorship than the physical, emotional, and mental well-being of marginalized and LGBTQ people. Again, the physical well-being, a chicken sandwich restaurant, threatens the physical well-being. So they are calling for a boycott. Here's the cool thing. These calls for boycotts have popped up all over America concerning Chick-fil-A. Remember 3 or 4 years ago, there was that huge national boycott of Chick-fil-A? Well, since that national boycott of Chick-fil-A was called for, Chick-fil-A has been declared the most profitable fast food restaurant in America, the fan favorite number one fast food restaurant in America. They have risen from the 7th biggest fast food restaurant in America to number 3. Yeah, it seems like the more negative publicity they get, the better they do. I think it's for many reasons, but the hand of God. God bless them. May their tribe and their chicken increase.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.